Congratulations, Jelly Roll. Yes, his new album dropped. Really good stuff in there, including a new Keith Urban collaboration.
Oh.
Wait till you hear that one. That's going to be a number one for sure. But here's why we really got to congratulate him. He wants to be healthier.
Dude, I'm down 100 pounds now. I'm working out. I'm walking. But what I've learned is as I'm losing the weight, it's inspiring me to just, by nature, I want to go walk and do more stuff. So sure. When the homie's like, you want to go play basketball? We're playing basketball 3 days a week now.
Wow.
You want to hear the coolest act of love, Joe? So I'm working out every day walking around the arenas. And one day they have a basketball court. So the first day, it's just like me and like three or four dudes. The crew heard. Dude, the next day, 30. The whole crew showed up for me. And they don't, you know, these dudes are just, they're just there because they know it's helping me, kind of. So now 3 days a week, we're renting basketball courts.
There you go. Renting basketball courts. Wow. He's down 100 pounds.
That's great.
Try to pick up 100 pounds. It's a lot of weight. And that he is. Had it in his body. He dropped it. Good for him. And he says He walks a lot. See, that's why I walk a lot. Now, on Saturday, I ate and drank quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, I went, did three workouts. One in the morning, hit the weights. Then I walked in the afternoon. Then I went late night because I had to pick up my wife. I just went to the gym and just did something. Got to keep moving. So now I just got to work on my eating and drinking. But you got to move. And I know you're trying to lose a little weight. You're over there munching on celery. It's kind of loud on the air.
I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm just telling you. You're wearing a sweatshirt today of a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and I don't appreciate it. It looks so good. Who has a sweatshirt of just a piece of Reese's Pieces?
Should you maybe like turn your sweatshirt around? I know you've got a hoodie on, so then your hoodie's just going to be like in front of your face.
Can you just turn it inside out?
Is it really bothering you? It's and like, you want candy now?
It's like a billboard, Bo.
Okay, check out my hoodie. You tell me if I should wear it inside out so she doesn't feel threatened on her diet. Day one, it's all my fault now. She's ready to give. And check it out on our social, 92.5 WBEE. Your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo and producer Hope. It is a wet Monday morning. Yes, it is. And light jacket for sure. Luckily, Saturday was beautiful. Because I experienced a hope. Did you know? She said the pumpkin pizza was delicious at Pick and Patch. And when you throw that to the universe, this foodie's got to put you to the test.
Yeah.
So me and Celeste, some friends, Steve and Lisa, we went up there, Pick and Patch. It was delicious.
Did you doubt me? I can't believe with all the hype I gave last week that you doubted me.
First of all, great family fun there. Great staff at Pick and Patch, Stanley. And all I remember taking that first bite of the pumpkin pizza and going, chef's kiss.
Oh, boy.
The lady at the table over, she's like, he threw me a kiss. I'm doing it to the chef. Yeah. Nice to meet you, though. Yeah. Then we went and tried the Luke Bryan maze. Horrible in the maze. All four of us just going in circles. We passed this part of it. I recognize that.
Uh-oh.
That is my footprint. We're just in circles going around. Finally, another family walking around. I'm like, hang on, I got control of this. Take us out, please. His kid's like, yeah, there you are. I'm like, wow, we weren't that front. We weren't that far from the beginning.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, though. Good time out there. But you were right. Wow. First time I've ever had pumpkin pizza.
I love it. Get some cider donuts or your diet?
Well, I had to partake. And you know what else was good? Maple cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cheated on Saturday.
You love your maple.
Love maple. That was unbelievable. Maple cotton candy. Put your mouth, it's like syrup just like melting in your mouth. It was great.
I mean, the pumpkin pizza's basically a salad.
You have
the pumpkin puree instead of marinara sauce. There's like arugula on there.
Oh.
It's basically a salad. You're getting all of your servings of vegetables. So I think the cotton candy was justified. It balanced each other out.
That's what I was telling everybody that was eyeballing me. No, it's really good food. It's just better than you think. You know what I mean? You're just eating it going, wow, that's different. Oh, that's great. So we're giving away the gift cards last week. Mm-hmm. Get up there. Pick and Patch. You'll enjoy it. Good times. And I really think we should do a challenge, the three of us. Who could get in and out of the maze of passes? Because now, I am an underdog. I just went in circles.
On Friday, you're like, I could get out of the corn maze so fast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get lost.
I didn't get
shaking
lost. I just went
head.
In circles like a dog chasing a tail. That's what I was out there in the corn maze.
And finally, he stumbled on a 5-year-old who was like, follow me.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the eye rolling 5-year-old right. tour. I'll yeah. get you out.
Come
worry.
With me.
My daughter, the middle one's doing some new dating, and she's like, "I'm a little nervous. He's a mama's boy." And I go, "Honey, what's wrong with that?" She claims among her friends it is a red flag.
What?
Now, Liam is very connected to you.
Yeah.
Liam, I think he's more with you than with Steve on certain things.
But
so,
Steve is very connected with his mom.
Okay.
Steve talks to his mother every single day.
There you go.
Even when she's like, "Please, you don't need to call me tomorrow." He's like, "Okay." And he'll call her. Don't feel like you have to call me. He'll call her. He loves his mother. And I think, first of all, I got a lot to say about this. I'm sorry. But anyone who doesn't feel like that towards their mama, there's something wrong with them. I think it's a red flag if they don't call their mom and love their mom.
I'm with you 110%. Because I was raised by a single mom. I used to get in fights in school because they'd be like, "Oh, your mom's mom." I'm like, "Yeah, I only have one.
Yeah.
I only have one.
Come
my
here.
Mom.
And punch I was anyways.
All, yeah. Man, I was throat punching before. It was a hot topic.
Right.
But seriously, and I'm talking to my daughter, I'm like, "What's the problem?" "Well, you know, he always wants her opinion." I go, "It's not that bad. It really isn't.
It means he respects women."
Yes.
And you want someone who respects women, who
yes.
loves their mother. I'm telling you, something's off.
Yeah.
If he's like, if he's got a problem with his mom, he's got issues. And you don't want that. So I think her red flag should be total opposite.
But if
my opinion.
The mom is on such a pedestal, is the new girlfriend, the wife, ever going to be able to be at that
no.
same level?
No, but I'm not your mom. So that's great. Put her on a pedestal. I ain't your mama. I'm your wife. I'm your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be on the same pedestal as his mother?
Well, I feel like in order of importance in dating and marriage, like, your spouse becomes the most important person in your life.
Okay.
Am I wrong? I mean, I'm the only single person here. I'm not married. I don't know.
Yeah,
but what I imagine is what happens is that person moves in. So I think that's part of the red flag, is that are you going to be forever, you know, in that back seat, so to speak?
So you and your girlfriends have talked about this. You have some issues.
Yeah, we were just watching Nobody Wants This on Netflix, the new show, and they're going to meet the parents, and Joanne, the main character, is like, "You're not like a super mama's boy, right? Like, you're not going to kiss your mom on the lips or something." He's like, "No, of course I'm not going to do that." And then as soon as they walk in the door, he's like aggressively turning his face so that the mom kisses his cheek instead of kissing him on the lips.
He doesn't want to get caught, but that's their relationship. That's how much his mom loves him. How about you? Have you had a good or bad experience with a mama's boy? I'm with TJ 100%.
Yeah, and, I am
mean,
too. I'm with me. You will never convince me otherwise.
Yeah. If he's taking care of mom, showing appreciation and stuff.
Come on. I mean.
I mean, when my mom, I let her retire when she was 66. I supported her bingo habit. This is back in my 4-beeper days, and one was mom's bingo beeper. I would drop her off at bingo. I'd pick her up, and sometimes I was on a date. I'd be like, "Hang on a second. We're just picking up my mom. We're going to drop her off real quick." And I'd say 9 out of 10 girls were cool with it. One was like really offended. I'm like, "That ain't lasting."
No.
Really? I'm just picking her up and dropping her off. Hang on a second here. But how about you? 585-252-WBEE. Red flag or not? On this red flag situation of a mama's boy, good or bad, a lot of opinions are coming in on a text line.
There are. And, you know, I'm a mama and I'm married to what I would call a mama's boy, and I don't see a problem with it. However, there are different scenarios. This texter says, "Hey, there's a lot of different levels of devotion for women in your life. I love a man who will take care of his mother without a question. I wouldn't want anything less. However, on the other hand, if you end up with a remodeled kitchen that you didn't want because your mother-in-law planned it with your husband and you weren't considered, that's a problem." Ooh.
Well, remodeling a kitchen is a big gift. Maybe she just didn't like the coloring they picked or something like that.
Like, were they trying to surprise? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. I'll take anything new.
Right? Right now, call Steve. How about you and your mom? Mom, work on remodeling.
How about you and your mom remodel the whole house?
Please.
I can't wait.
Please.
Tell me when it's done.
On a Donuts Light text line.
This texter says, I'm with you two, Bo and TJ. Mom is important. My fiance treats me like a queen, and he's very close to his mom.
Yeah.
So there's different situations. There's obviously different levels of mama's boy, but I don't think it should be the number one red flag. Congratulations, Jelly Roll. Yes, his new album dropped. Really good stuff in there, including a new Keith Urban collaboration.
Oh.
Wait till you hear that one. That's going to be a number one for sure. But here's why we really got to congratulate him. He wants to be healthier.
Dude, I'm down 100 pounds now. I'm working out. I'm walking. But what I've learned is as I'm losing the weight, it's inspiring me to just, by nature, I want to go walk and do more stuff. So sure. When the homie's like, you want to go play basketball? We're playing basketball 3 days a week now.
Wow.
You want to hear the coolest act of love, Joe? So I'm working out every day walking around the arenas. And one day they have a basketball court. So the first day, it's just like me and like three or four dudes. The crew heard. Dude, the next day, 30. The whole crew showed up for me. And they don't, you know, these dudes are just, they're just there because they know it's helping me, kind of. So now 3 days a week, we're renting basketball courts.
There you go. Renting basketball courts. Wow. He's down 100 pounds.
That's great.
Try to pick up 100 pounds. It's a lot of weight. And that he is. Had it in his body. He dropped it. Good for him. And he says he walks a lot. See, that's why I walk a lot. Now, on Saturday, I ate and drank quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, I went, did three workouts. One in the morning, hit the weights. Then I walked in the afternoon. Then I went late night because I had to pick up my wife. I just went to the gym and just did something. Got to keep moving. So now I just got to work on my eating and drinking. But you got to move. And I know you're trying to lose a little weight. You're over there munching on celery. It's kind of loud on the air.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. You're wearing a sweatshirt today of a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and I don't appreciate it. It is so, it looks so good. Who has a sweatshirt of just a piece of Reese's Pieces?
Should you maybe like turn your sweatshirt around? I know you've got a hoodie on, so then your hoodie's just going to be like in front of your face.
Can you just turn it inside out?
Is it really bothering you? It's and like, you want candy now?
It's like a billboard, Bo.
Okay, check out my hoodie. You tell me if I should wear it inside out so she doesn't feel threatened on her diet. Day one, it's all my fault now. She's ready to give in. Check it out on our social, 92.5 WBEE. Your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo and producer Hope. It is a wet Monday morning. Yes, it is. And light jacket for sure. Luckily, Saturday was beautiful. Because I experienced a hope. Did you know? She said the pumpkin pizza was delicious at Pick and Patch. And when you throw that to the universe, this foodie's got to put you to the test.
Yeah.
So me and Celeste, some friends, Steve and Lisa, we went up there, Pick and Patch. It was delicious.
Did you doubt me? I can't believe with all the hype I gave last week that you doubted me.
First of all, great family fun there. Great staff at Pick and Patch, Stanley. And all I remember taking that first bite of the pumpkin pizza and going, chef's kiss.
Oh, boy.
The lady.
Oh, no.
The lady at the table over, she's like, he threw me a kiss. I'm doing it to the chef. Yeah. Nice to meet you, though. Yeah. Then we went and tried the Luke Bryan maze. Horrible in the maze. All four of us just going in circles. We passed this part of it. I recognize that.
Uh-oh.
That is my footprint. We're just in circles going around. Finally, another family walking around. I'm like, hang on, I got control of this. Take us out, please. His kid's like, yeah, there you are. I'm like, wow, we weren't that front. We weren't that far from the beginning.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, though. Good time out there. But you were right. Wow. First time I've ever had pumpkin pizza.
I love it. Get some cider donuts or your diet?
Well, I had to partake. And you know what else was good? Maple cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cheated on Saturday.
You love your maple.
Love maple. That was unbelievable. Maple cotton candy. Put your mouth just, it's like syrup just like melting in your mouth. It was great.
I mean, the pumpkin pizza's basically a salad.
You
have
the pumpkin puree instead of marinara sauce. There's like arugula on there.
Oh.
It's basically a salad. You're getting all of your servings of vegetables. So I think the cotton candy was justified. It balanced each other out.
That's what I was telling everybody that was eyeballing me. No, it's really good food. It's just better than you think. You know what I mean? You're just eating it going, wow, that's different. Oh, that's great. So we were giving away the gift cards last week. Mm-hmm. Get up there. Pick and Patch. You'll enjoy it. Good, good times. And I really think we should do a challenge, the three of us, who could get in and out of the maze of passes. Because now, I am an underdog. I just went in circles.
On Friday, you're like, I could get out of the corn maze so fast. Yeah. I'm not going to get lost.
I didn't get lost. I just went in circles like a dog chasing a tail. That's what I was out there in the corn maze. And
finally, he stumbled on a five-year-old who was like, follow me.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the eye-rolling five-year-old tour. I'll get you out. Don't
worry. Come with me.
My daughter, the middle one's doing some new dating. And she's like, I'm a little nervous. He's a mama's boy. And I go, honey, what's wrong with that? She claims among her friends it is a red flag.
What?
Now, Liam is very connected to you.
Yeah.
Liam, I think he's more with you than with Steve on certain things.
But
so,
Steve is very connected with his mom.
Okay.
Steve talks to his mother every single day.
There you go.
Even when she's like, please, you don't need to call me tomorrow. He's like, okay. And he'll call her. Don't feel like you have to call me. He'll call her. He loves his mother. And I think, first of all, I got a lot to say about this. I'm sorry. But anyone who doesn't feel like that towards their mama, there's something wrong with them. I think it's a red flag if they don't call their mom and love their mom.
I'm with you 110%. Because I was raised by a single mom. I used to get in fights in school because they'd be like, oh, your mom's mom. I'm like, yeah, I only have one.
Yeah.
I only have one.
Come
my
here.
Mom.
And punch I was so, anyways.
Yeah. Man, I was throat punching before. It was a hot topic.
Right.
But seriously, and I'm talking to my daughter. I'm like, what's the problem? Well, you know, he always wants her opinion. I go, it's not that bad. It really isn't.
It means he respects women.
Yes.
And you want someone who respects women, who loves their mother. I'm telling you, something's off.
Yeah.
If he's like, if he's got a problem with his mom, he's got issues. And you don't want that. So I think her red flag should be total opposite.
But if
my opinion.
The mom is on such a pedestal, is the new girlfriend, the wife, ever going to be able to be at that same level?
No, but I'm not your mom. So that's great. Put her on a pedestal. I ain't your mama. I'm your wife. I'm your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be on the same pedestal as his mother?
Well, I feel like in order of importance in dating and marriage, like your spouse becomes the most important person in your life.
Okay.
Am I wrong? I mean, I'm the only single person here. I'm not married. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that's what I imagine is what happens is that person moves in. So I think that's part of the red flag is that are you going to be forever, you know, in that back seat, so to speak?
So you and your girlfriends have talked about this. You have some issues.
Yeah, we were just watching Nobody Wants This on Netflix, the new show, and they're going to meet the parents, and Joanne, the main character, is like, you're not like a super mama's boy, right? Like, you're not going to kiss your mom on the lips or something. He's like, no, of course I'm not going to do that. And then as soon as they walk in the door, he's like aggressively turning his face so that the mom kisses his cheek instead of kissing him on the lips.
He doesn't want to get caught, but that's their relationship. That's how much his mom loves him. How about you? Have you had a good or bad experience with a mama's boy? I'm with TJ 100%.
Yeah, and, I am too.
Mean,
I'm with me. You will never convince me otherwise.
Yeah. If he's taking care of mom, showing appreciation and stuff.
Come on. I mean.
I mean, when my mom, I let her retire when she was 66. I supported her bingo habit. This is back in my four beeper days, and one was mom's bingo beeper. I would drop her off at bingo. I'd pick her up, and sometimes I was on a date. I'd be like, hang on a second. We're just picking up my mom. We're going to drop her off real quick. And I'd say 9 out of 10 girls were cool with it. One was like really offended. I'm like, yeah, that ain't lasting.
No.
Really? I'm just picking her up and dropping her off. Hang on a second here. But how about you? 585-252-WBEE. Red flag or not? On this red flag situation of a mama's boy, good or bad, a lot of opinions are coming in on a text line.
There are. And you know, I'm a mama and I'm married to what I would call a mama's boy. And I don't see a problem with it. However, there are different scenarios. This texter says, hey, there's a lot of different levels of devotion for women in your life. I love a man who will take care of his mother without a question. I wouldn't want anything less. However, on the other hand, if you end up with a remodeled kitchen that you didn't want because your mother-in-law planned it with your husband and you weren't considered, that's a problem.
Well, remodeling a kitchen is a big gift. Maybe she just didn't like the coloring they picked or something like that.
Like, were they trying to surprise? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. I'll take anything new.
Right? Right now, call. Ding! How about you and your mom? We're going to remodel.
Remodel the whole house.
Please.
I can't wait.
Please.
Tell me when it's done.
On the Donuts Light text line.
This texter says, I'm with you too, Bo and TJ. Mom is important. My fiance treats me like a queen, and he's very close to his mom.
Yeah.
So there's different situations. There's obviously different levels of mama's boy, but I don't think it should be the number one red flag.